You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The time has come for us to play Rattle Off, brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. Up first here is Sarah. Now, Sarah was on the line yesterday, and your phone was all crappy, and then we put you on hold. But before we could get back to you, somebody else won the game. And so, Sarah, we told you you'd get first shot today. Hi.
Hey, Sarah's back.
But now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you really want to go first, or do you want someone else to go first?
I want someone else to go first. I notice every time you guys play Rattle Off, first couple ones always so hard.
You think so?
And then because you get easier, kind of. You just want to get
depends.
Over with.
Like, somebody might know, you know, the first one we give them.
See, that's the
things are harder.
That's the chance you're going to take because Dana is next in line.
I'll just go.
Because yeah, you could lose, essentially.
You're right.
Go.
I'll go
give
first.
It a shot.
Okay.
We need five prime numbers over 1,000. Ready and. That was a joke.
What's all the honking?
She wasn't even responding.
I wasn't sure you were finishing with your sentence.
What do you do for a living, Sarah?
I work in commercial real estate.
Okay. Is that market as insane as the residential real estate market?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
It's been crazy, yeah.
Is it?
All right. So you're taking a chance and you're going to go first. You don't want Dana going first. I just want to confirm.
Yes, I will go first since I have to go volunteer at my daughter's school anyway.
Yeah, you better hurry.
What are you doing for them?
I'm taking them to the zoo.
Oh, that'll be great. I've done that. That's a lot of fun. It's not stressful at all.
No, just following a bunch of kids around and making sure they all stay in line.
I believe after I got done volunteering for that field trip, I came home and said, I will die before I ever do that again.
Oh, my goodness. What
it's
an endorsement.
So, not because of the zoo. I love the zoo. But it's just keeping track of your little pod of kids that go in every direction. Mm-hmm. And you're responsible for getting them back on the bus.
And you look up, and somehow one of them's gotten inside the monkey
cage. One of them's riding the hippo, you know, and you're like, oh, my God.
But really,
have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Got a pretty day for it. It's a nice day.
It is a nice day,
yeah. All right, Sarah, let's play Rattle Off. Dana's got her fingers crossed that you're going to botch this, okay? So, 10 seconds.
Okay, ready.
Ready, 10 seconds. We were talking about this. I don't think this is a difficult one at all. I think this is really easy. But now that just put a lot of pressure on you.
Okay.
We were talking about this during the trending report a little while ago. I'm going to say, not counting the planet Earth. What is all that noise?
So you made it to the school.
Yes, I'm outside of school. Sorry.
Get away from those crazy kids.
Okay.
Not counting the planet Earth, I need five other planets. Ready? And go.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto, and Neptune.
And what was the last one?
Nocturne. Yes, English is my third language, so I have a
I understand.
I think you're thinking of Neptune.
Neptune? Nocturne?
Yes, Neptune.
English
well,
is our third language.
Because Nocturne is not a planet.
Not Nocturne, Neptune.
Neptune. It's her third language. I'm giving it to her.
What?
Yeah.
Come on. You know what I'm talking about.
Lost in translation.
I am not getting any indication whatsoever from talking to Sarah when she's able to say Saturn and Jupiter and Uranus and all that.
And then Nocturne, you know.
Nocturne. I
Uranus, Neptune,
hey,
Pluto.
There's a lot of words I still have problems saying.
Like what?
And you know what? If I was going to be really particular, Pluto is no longer a planet.
I thought it was back in planet status.
It's a dwarf planet. It's not a planet.
Well, the word planet, the word planet's in dwarf planet, so.
Oh, my God.
Planet status. Planet status in my book.
Hold on a second. Sarah, do me a favor. Yes. Will you hold on a second?
Yes.
Don't hang up. Hold on. I'm going to go to Dana. Dana, you're next in line. Should we give it to her or not?
I feel like you should, but I want to play, but she got it.
She got it.
I'll tell you what, Dana. We can
Jupiter, listen.
She sucked you in with that too, didn't she? Listen, we can do the same thing with you tomorrow. We can call and make you first tomorrow if you would like.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
All right. Well,
don't
hold
go
on.
Away. Hold on. Don't hang up. Josh is going to come back and get your number. Sarah, you want to say thank you to Dana?
Thank you, Dana, and thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And I feel bad for you for what you had to do today. So,
oh, be the zoo thing?
Yeah, the zoo thing.
All right, we will officially say, Sarah, you are a
winner! Yay, Nectern!
Oh, my God.
I feel like you only got three, but we'll still give it
now.
And you know what? We love you, Sarah, and we don't care who knows.
Have a good day, all right?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Hold on. Don't hang up. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your prize.
Yeah. That's good. It had to be done.